Unit 2. Exercise 1.
Welcome to our series where we explore some unforgettable, but not in a good way, holiday experiences. Today we'll hear from four people who've had their share of nightmare holidays.
I thought a tropical beach holiday would be pure paradise, so you can imagine my excitement. Instead, it was a nightmare. The moment we arrived, it started pouring with rain and didn't stop for days. We were stuck indoors and our luggage got soaked. It was a real damper on our spirits. And we even had to wade through ankle-deep water just to get to the lobby to complain.
My nightmare holiday was in a beautiful foreign city and my expectations were really high, especially when it came to the local cuisine. However, my adventure turned into a culinary catastrophe when I ordered something from the menu that I couldn't even pronounce, and it was inedible. My wife will never forget the look on my face when I took that first bite, and she burst into laughter.
My nightmare holiday happened in a non-English-speaking country. The language barrier was a massive challenge, and I had naively expected to get by with a few simple phrases. I asked for directions to the famous museum, and I ended up at a shopping mall instead. I felt lost and frustrated the entire time, trying to communicate with locals who had a limited understanding of English, and me miming my way through conversations.
My holiday nightmare began as soon as I arrived at the bustling airport. After a long flight, I eagerly waited at the baggage claim. But as the conveyor belt kept spinning around, I watched in disbelief as my luggage never appeared. Hours passed, and I found myself stuck at the airport, making countless calls to the airline. Finally, just when my holiday seemed to be over before it began, my bags miraculously reappeared. It was a stressful start to a trip, to say the least.
Remember, not all holidays go as planned. But they do make for great stories. Thanks for joining us on this audio adventure of Nightmare Holidays.